what it do? I'm Rock.
This your boy Smoke.
And this Taz.
And this is Off The Rock, man. What's up with y'all, bro? I'm feeling good. Oh, yeah. I'm feeling great. I'm feeling, you know, Corona free out here.
Oh, here you go.
Oh, Corona free out here.
Had to bring that up.
Hey, man, that's the biggest thing that's been headlining this entire month, man. The past couple months, man.
I'm tired of talking about it now.
I know.
It's crazy, too, because everything is shut down, most likely.
Yup. Corona has pulled up and act like Debo from Friday. Give me that. Let me get everything off your chest.
Run me them pockets.
What? It's affecting everybody's pockets.
What you say to me, Paul?
Big worm in everybody, man.
This is horrible, bro. Like, we can't do nothing.
What?
Not nothing. Well,
quarantine.
The one thing we can do is give y'all another dope pod to step to, man. So, what went down y'all weekend? Y'all had a good weekend? Y'all been just quarantining and chilling
been
the entire
working.
Time?
I ain't did nothing. I'm working.
Okay.
Well, as much as I can.
Yeah, that's a blessing in itself. A blessing and
thank
a curse.
Thank you, Jesus.
What? Because I sure been out here slaving too, working 9 to 5, but I've been washing my hands 9 to 5 too.
Got to. Don't forget the hand sanitizer.
What? I bet Selena Gomez can keep her hands to herself now.
Oh my God.
No, you did.
Hey, what? I'm just being real.
You wrong for that.
Bro, I just stayed at the crib and cut grass and weeded. And wash all three of the cars.
Oh, yeah, you got some slave work going on.
That's another one of the mama gifts right
like,
there.
That's how bored I was. Like, it is. Usually nobody. I don't do this stuff. Man.
All right, I quit, bro. I'm sorry.
Right, yeah, we got you.
I'm sorry.
You going,
I'm sorry.
Bro. You good. You
I'm
good.
Sorry. Nobody. I ain't going to do it this week, bro. You got to think about it. This is all his idea. I'm just the backup. This is the lead right here. So it's all his idea.
Both of y'all lead.
No. When we talking about this right now, he the lead.
He Johnny Gill, you keep sweat.
Oh my God. It is called Off The Rock.
I mean, true. See? So blame him.
Anyway, man. So you just cut grass, you weed eat.
Man, and watch all three of the cars.
You gonna watch my car, bro?
Yeah, no, what about mine?
Come on, bro.
No.
I got your $2.
No.
I only got $2.
I got your $2 right now.
Oh.
You know what $2 can do right now?
That's $1 for each one of my does.
Let's go, bro. I got you $2.
The pollen
look,
game
it's hard
is
out here.
Killing $2, out
bro.
Rona out here. Rona hey, out other here. People
you
ain't
better,
got no
you
jobs.
Take these $2
take
for she do.
These last $2.
Are, these are the two worst negotiators for washing cars out here. All
right, boom.
Heard.
I got you a cool 10 right now.
I give you 12.
With a bottle of water.
No, what?
Quit, you know it's been
quit,
hot.
Rona free no, water.
Quit. Yeah. Quit.
It's been hot lately, bro.
Bruh, mm-hmm. I got water at the crib. Matter of fact, I got Powerade.
Ooh. We don't talk about those products.
Look, they not sponsoring us, so we don't get those drinks.
We don't talk about those. Hey, Powerade, bro. Let's do business, man. Hey, business is booming over
here. We doing business. We going to Gatorade. Not no
what?
Powerade.
I tell you, though.
We'll go for the best.
Yeah,
not the second string, unlike
bro,
you guys.
Y'all been to Walmart these last couple days? I know we talked about them in the last pod.
No, I've been wanting to go, but then I'm like, I don't want to see nobody fight. So,
well, the good thing is to keep people from having their hips broken. Walmart decided to set the time from 6 to 7 aside for senior citizens to go in there and get the things necessary for them to survive out here in these Rona streets.
Wow.
Because Rona big out here. Yeah. So I'm just happy they did that. So, you know, the little old ladies and the grand old men can get in there and get all the things that they need without having to fight off them heathens and them hoarders and them people who want to have.
The big Rona taking over.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So they out there gearing up, protecting themselves with a full-on battle with old COVID-19.
But. It's crazy to me because people going crazy over toilet paper and
I'm
you know,
still confused
and paper
on the
napkins.
Toilet paper.
We will
thing,
forever
you
be confused.
Me? Like they acting like, oh, I'm finna lose all this. Man, y'all should have been stacked up on this a long time ago. You feel me? Why you gonna stack up on it now?
Yeah,
you got that booty do going on.
Facts: what people need to be stacking up on is them seeds so they can plant their own food.
You
hear
what
I'm saying?
Vitamins.
What? You better take them.
Like the whole vitamin area is just full of.
I'm finna go and buy all of them and then start booming them.
Yeah,
on the street. You know, get them 2 for $15 deals, man. I got you.
You gonna be outside looking like Girl Scout cookie sellers, but selling hand sanitizer.
You know how you get the M&M, you be shaking them, be out there. Yep. I got them pills for you. I got them.
Yeah, I got Germ and X. $2 for Germ, $5 for X.
Hey, did y'all hear about that little kid that was selling the Germ X in the ball, in the little bag?
That's a hustler right there. That's a hustler right there. Bro.
Sure. He was trying to get
he probably making more money in the school at that
but
time.
He is well beyond his years. He got the Jay-Z mindset. You feel me? But I ain't gonna lie, I've been in Walmart like these past couple weeks. And one thing I noticed about Walmart, bro, y'all ever watch like Apollo, like with Steve Harvey? And you know how whenever there's an act at the Apollo, they come through the door and they gotta rub the stone? Yeah. When you come to Walmart, they make your ass rub that hand sanitizer out the gate. You have got to. When you come through, you gotta wimp wimp.
They talking about at the hospital, they not letting them in. They checking temperatures and giving them gloves and everything at the door.
Oh, yeah. Ain't no games out here in these Rona streets, bro. Ain't no games. But there is some games. Well, no, it ain't no games there either. But I tell you somebody who ain't played no games. And that's UAB when it came down to this coaching hire. But before we do that, we got to jump into State of the Program. And State of the Program is brought to you by Mugshots. This segment is brought to you by Mobile Mugshots, home of the best burgers in town. They also have the best bar and lunch specials from 2 to 6. But wait, if you mention Off the Rock Podcast at the Mobile location and buy 2 entrees, you get free chips and Rotel. What's better than that? Go visit the Mobile Mugshots. UAB said, we sick and tired. Of being below average.
Hey,
know what they did? They went out there and they got them a winner. They got them Andy Kennedy. And Andy Kennedy is coming home again back to UAB. Coming to show them the way of winning.
Hey, that's the second time you said that.
Hey, look, man. Okay. The state of depression is no more on them Birmingham streets.
That's
there,
the second.
Bro.
That's the third. All right, now.
You get one.
Get you a hand clap, bro.
Hey, shut up.
Get you one.
So, how you feel about Andy Kennedy?
Look, anything to make us better, I'm all for it.
It was a splash hire, bro. I say it's a splash hire because, man, Andy Kennedy, not only, like, when you get a program and you go and you want to get a coach, you want to get you a person who's been there, done that. And I can't think of anybody who's been there, done that for that program other than Andy Kennedy. Andy Kennedy played for UAB between 1988 and 1991. And he also coached at Ole Miss from 06 to 18, and he led them to an above 500 record, bro. And then out of that, he also had 2 NCAA runs, 6 NIT runs, and he got them an SEC title. So, I mean, you got you a guy who knows how to win, knows how that program is, know how to bring UAB basketball program back to the heights that they once have been. I couldn't think of another guy. And also on the side, he's a former analyst for SEC Network.
Sound like some UAB goodness to me.
Exactly. It's a splash. Yeah. You can't dunk this any better. One hand, two hand behind the back, bro.
And that lets you go with the 360 between the legs.
And put the arm in it like you're Vince Carter.
Yeah, you know, but you don't get that unless you play, you know, NBA Live 2005. But in other news.
PSP.
Yeah, don't forget that.
Facts. Man, I miss that game.
What?
I miss that because you used to be able to throw it off the Jumbotron.
What?
And then, like, grab it, spin 360.
Boy, the crazy part about it is all those dunks that we was like, bro, this is so crazy. It's a video game. These folks doing it now. Like, real deal. Like,
I remember the cartwheel.
What? The cartwheel was so hard.
Yeah.
Had hit the cartwheel from the free throw line.
Yep.
Go between the leg double time. That's a straight 50.
I tell you, everybody that is a student over at UAB and love that basketball program is probably doing cartwheels right now. Because they like, look, we sick and tired of watching this mess. Sound like me when I was watching South Alabama football last year.
Yeah, that
sounded
like the last couple of years.
Hey, bro, not the couple. You better put some respect.
My bad.
Just last year, bro.
I ain't trying to. That it wasn't supposed to come out.
Put some respect on the name,
sorry,
bro.
It just slipped out.
Because I got some homies that's finna pop up that we finna call up. that's gonna have my back, bro.
I don't care what y'all wanna do.
You know the homies coming, bro.
Hey, look. They get a slide.
Of course they get a slide.
Anybody else can get it.
You know why they get a slide? Why? You know why they get a slide? Because they always sliding around them bases. Hey, man, for the first time on Off the Rock, we got the softball team from South Alabama's about to pull up and join the podcast, man. So we're going to call them up. We're going to get Frankie to call up. First caller up, bro, we're going to call up Victoria Ortiz. Yeah, you got it. They, you know, with the name Ortiz, you know, we could call her Big Poppy, but since she's rocking with the ladies, we got to call her Big Mommy on here, man.
I mean, look, she got to be a winner with that name, so.
A proven winner. Even her number's 34.
Oh, yeah, she hard.
Oh, yeah, she hard.
Yeah, she hard.
She hard.
She hitting home runs.
Okay, and she 2019 Sun Belt first selection.
Okay.
See all about it. So Frankie, go and call her up, bro. Let's get on the line. How y'all feel? Y'all wanna get on the line?
Yeah, we got you. Yeah.
Let's get on the line. All right, on the Off the Rock podcast today we have Mobile's own Victoria Ortiz. Hey Victoria, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good.
With the name like Ortiz, do you ever get any like comparisons to David Ortiz?
Actually, my high school coach used to call me Big Poppy all the time.
Oh, man.
And then now my number is actually 34, which is his number as well. So, yeah, I mean, obviously we're not related, but yeah, it's really cool.
I know that's dope. Just looking over your numbers, you got an arm like him too. I mean, I got to give you props for that. You definitely got an arm like him.
Oh, thank you.
Well, we got to know, what made you choose South Alabama?
I'm from Mobile, so it was home to me. And, my travel ball team actually played a tournament on South's field. And I don't know, when I played on that field, I just came alive. I did well. And then that kind of started, got the ball rolling with South. And from there, it was just uphill, and I knew this is where I wanted to be, so.
Oh, man. So, I know you came from Baker, right?
Yes.
Oh, that's like my rival. I went to Davidson.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
I know. It's okay. I'll let you slide on the podcast this time. We'll be fans today of the Baker Hornets. Okay. So, what other offers did you get other than South Alabama?
Actually, South was my only offer.
All right,
well,
man.
Yeah,
I'm happy they found
it. It was actually my first offer too, and I took my first offer, and that was it.
I'm happy they found you. what are your thoughts on the culture of the program?
I think it's a cool culture because it's different in a way that, you know, we're very business oriented, but we're also family oriented, and it's just I don't know, it makes a really good environment for the players to really be productive and just bind together, so it's awesome.
Cool, man. I love to hear that, you know, it's family. I went to South too. I did music ed. Mm-hmm. I don't know, what are you studying there?
I'm actually in exercise science. I want to go in occupational therapy.
Oh, man, awesome. I went there, so I definitely feel the family vibe. That's the one thing that drew me to South, because of the family vibe. Mm-hmm. I know we're saddened, deeply saddened, that the coronavirus has taken away sports, you know, and it also stripped y'all of the season. But mm-hmm. to kind of shed a little light into it, I just want to know, and I know some other people might want to know, if you could take one thing from this team this season and add it to next year's team to make y'all, you know, to boost you or make y'all better, what would that one thing be? Like hitting or...
I would just say more, I think just... Yeah, this team always works very hard physically, and coach always says, you know, we have to put in more of the mental work and everything. So I think just, and we always lack in the mental work, like in the beginning, I guess. And so I think more just being ready to go, like from the start, and believing in ourselves, like, because we work harder than anybody else, but we just have to, you know, trust that and not try and overdo it or anything like that.
And I can definitely feel that, you know, not overdoing it. That's the one thing I try to do with this podcast, because, man, I was stressing out the first couple of weeks I was putting this together. Yeah. I was losing dreads, like, every day. Like, come on.
That's funny.
Well, I know, 2019, you was the first team all Sunbelt Conference selected, right? You were selected for that. How did you feel receiving that award?
It was pretty cool, you know, to have that your first season and everything. And I started off really rough. I think I was like 0 for my first 10 at bats. So it took me quite a while. Bees is kind of smiling right now, but took me a little bit to come around. So like for me to finish how I did, it meant a lot. So it was really cool.
Yeah, and Mobile is definitely proud of you. You know, I know I'm proud of you from taking that 0-10 and making it, you know, the other way around.
Right.
Well, okay, so we got some players in high school now that listen to this podcast, and some of them are softball players. If you could give them any advice for them to make it where you are, what advice would you give them?
The best advice I ever received in high school was whenever you're not working, someone else is. And so you have to get better every single day or else someone's going to beat you. And so just work hard every single day, because if you're not, then someone else is.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to be outworked on the field at all.
No, never.
That 0-10 I turned to 0-20.
Right, for sure.
So who or what influenced you the most in life?
I always give credit to my family in general, but my mom and my older brother just were kind of the biggest pieces of my life, I guess, and my dad too. My dad works his tail off, but my mom just, I don't know, having four kids and we're like, some of us are like 10 years apart and everything, so she's, and then taking us from practice to practice to practice and traveling all the time, just, you know, she did it all just so my dreams can come true. So I just think, you know, she's my biggest inspiration forever. Yeah.
Were any of them athletes?
My dad actually was. My mom did play sports, but never really formally or anything. But my dad got scholarships in football and basketball, but he actually didn't take either of them. He was just ready to work. Yeah, he was ready to work and make money and start a family, so, which it worked out.
But I could have had like half a scholarship. I definitely would have been in the door.
Yeah.
Well, we do something here at the end of every interview. And I tally up points. No, it's not a structured form of points. So we do a Wheel of Fortune kind of style here. We do a hot round of just fast-paced questions that I just throw at you, you know. So feel free, you know, take your time with it if you have to. But we're going to throw some questions at you, and then I'm going to put your points against the rest of your teammate points. And I'll tell on the third podcast or whichever podcast I release who actually won.
Okay. Right.
So you ready?
I think so.
All right, here we go. So, what's your favorite Disney character?
Simba from Lion King.
All right, I got to give you some extra points on that one. That's one of my favorites, too. Okay, I know it's coronavirus season, so we're doing quarantine and chill. What's your quarantine and chill movie, like your binge watch movie on Netflix or whatever?
I like the series You. That's only 10 episodes, so I'm just about done with it, but that's kind of been my go-to right now. I'm almost finished, though.
I'll have to find you another show. It's 2 weeks of quarantine, man. You have to be on The Office or Friends or something.
Yeah, I also like Reba. I don't know if you like Reba, I love me some Reba.
I don't know if they're going to be able to beat you, man. You on a roll right now. What's your favorite Girl Scout cookie?
Thin Mint Classic.
Okay. This is basic. We'll take that. Bucket list concert.
Oof. Justin Timberlake.
Now, that's one I didn't expect, but I'll take it. Since you're from Mobile, what's your favorite spot to eat in Mobile? You gotta be real good with this one, because I've ate just about everywhere over here.
Me too. Oh boy. There's so many good places. I guess a place we always go to all the time is BJ's.
Oh, turn it up. Yes, I'm going to have to give Frankie to edit in some applause right there. I got to give that one to you.
We always go on Tuesdays for Pazookies and everything. So, yeah.
Just a little side story. That's actually where I met MC at.
Oh, really?
Yeah, at BJ's. She was in there. I came in there with a couple friends, and she was up there. I knew she played for South because she had big bags of ice taped to her kneecap. Oh, yeah.
That's typical for us and MC. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was walking around in a tournament, actually, when we were in Clearwater for our first tournament, and I had ice on my knee and like my hip and like another part of my leg, and this guy came up to me and was like, "Oh my gosh, are you okay?" Everything. I was like, "I'm fine. It's just how it goes, you know." But yeah, that's pretty typical.
Now my favorite question: okay. If you were a rapper, what would your rap name be?
Oh. Ortizy Breezy, I don't know.
All right, you're gonna drop a couple points for that one. You gotta be more creative with that one.
I have no idea. Yeah, I have no whatsoever.
Frankie, we're gonna have to get her. We just listen to the podcast, me and the guys. We'll get you a better name. We got you.
Okay, sounds good.
But there's a plot twist to this question.
Okay,
if I was a rapper. What rap name would you give me?
Gosh.
I'll probably lose. Easy. My name's Rocker, by the way, if you know that already. So it should be easy for you. I'll give you a hint. One guy called me Rockefeller in one interview. But don't do that. I think I'll get fined from Jay-Z for forever if I use that. It's all good. We out of time here on your hot round.
Sorry, like I just completely brainwashed.
It's cool, man. It's cool. Well, I thank you again for coming on and kicking it with us over here off the rock. We always support all our athletes over at South Alabama, and I pull up to a lot of the games, so I'm pretty sure you'll see all three of us down there. I'll try to, you know, introduce you to the other two later. But yeah, we appreciate you coming on. But before we get you off of here, you gotta tell everybody where they can find you. You know, all your Instagram, Facebook, all that stuff. Where can they find you at?
Most of my stuff is just victoria.ortiz with a bunch of Z's usually. So let me see. I can pull up my Instagram name. My name on Instagram is just victoria.ortiz with 4 Z's at the end of it. So
cool. Well, she got a lot of Z's behind her name, but don't sleep on her, because she's going to be knocking them across the fence every time you see her.
Appreciate it.
Anytime. And that was our dog, Ortizy Breezy. Came and kicked it with us, man, on the podcast. We appreciate her coming on, man. But, like, I love the fact that they want to bring that work ethic with, you know, she wants to bring that work ethic from that past season with them over to the next season. And that's a good thing to bring, because you never know, the ball could bounce different or roll different in this case in those games next season. You know, sometimes that magic or that luck just don't hit right. But work hard, like hard work and stuff like that, that travels, you know, like defense travels. So hard work will travel. So I love the fact that, you know, she said that. But Lord knows we got to get her another rap name, bro.
Yeah, we got to find something.
I don't know. She could even figure my rap name. I figure with a name like mine, it'd be easy to give me a rap name.
I don't know. Like, you just throwing them under the bus with this. Like, how are they supposed to know what rap name to give you?
Yeah, she probably don't even listen to rap.
And then the names they be saying for them, like, it'd be even more funny.
That'd be funny.
Hey, that question has got to be on every interview. Got to be. So, Ortizy Breezy. I think we should just call her Teezy. Or Big Mommy.
Yeah. That's smooth.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be Teezy. Smooth with that.
Big Mommy's. Yeah, that's good too. Both Big of them Mommy. Is better than what she said, you know, so.
Yeah.
That's a thumbs up.
Exactly. So, you know, both of those names would be bangers. But we also got to get this girl on who also hit bangers and dingers and knocks it out of the park. We got to get my homegirl Camden on, man. We got her coming. She's catcher for the South Alabama softball team. She always down the ride, and we got to get her on the pod, man. How y'all feel?
Bring her on.
What? So Frank a dollar up, man. All right, welcome to Off the Rock. We have Camden Kvistad with us today. Camden, how you doing, man?
I'm great. How about you?
Hey, we rocking and rolling here on Off the Rock, man. Well, we got you on. We got to know, what made you choose South Alabama?
Ever since I started visiting South and coming to camps here for softball, I kind of just fell in love with it. It's actually a perfect distance from my house, and I knew that I didn't want to pick a place that was too close to home, but I wanted to pick one that was at least far enough to where my parents could come and visit, and so I kind of was scoping out the area around. It's about 5 hours from my house, so I started coming on camps and coming on visits here at South, and the coaches were just so welcoming, and I just kind of loved the atmosphere, and I loved the feel of it, and it just gave me kind of a good vibe for it, so I don't know. It just felt like home when I came here, and then it had the degree that I wanted to major in, and it just was a beautiful place, and it's a big city, but it's not too big, and so I felt like it was home for me. So ever since I started coming here and visiting, it just kind of fell in love with it. So this is where I ended up, and it's been great ever since.
Hey, I tell you, Mobile, we have a jumping over here, so anybody that's listening, just know I ain't the only one who think Mobile's is all right. You know what I'm saying?
Mobile's a good place. I can't complain. I have between just all the good places to eat and Mardi Gras and just the people around here are awesome. It's a good place to live. I would definitely recommend coming and visiting and just seeing what it's about.
So, where are you from?
Where am I from? I'm from Lake City, Florida, okay. Which is about 30, 45 minutes outside of Gainesville. It's kind of a small country town, so kind of moving to the city was kind of a big thing for me. I'm kind of from the woods. I live out in the middle of nowhere, so moving to a big city was a different move for me, but I mean, I love it, and so I gotta live in a small little shout out to Lake City, because not very many people know where that's at.
Shout out. Did you have trouble adjusting from that, like adjusting from, you know, little city to big city, getting down with the boom boom a little bit?
Maybe a little bit. I think mostly, I mean, I'm not really of a homebody that much, but I mean, I miss home a little bit, but like, I like change, and I think going out and trying to like exploring what I like is something that I'm interested in. So the adjustment really wasn't too bad, but I mean, there were some things, obviously getting into college and like the whole time management thing, and college softball is obviously a lot different than anything that I'm used to. So it was a little bit of adjustment, but I kind of took it well, and I've kind of just went with the flow and ran with it. And here I am today. So it actually turned out pretty good for me.
Hey, so diving into, you know, the season and your play, I noticed that in your freshman season, you didn't start, but then you started, you earned your reps, and you started in your sophomore season. How did it feel putting on that uniform and going out there as a starter for Jaguar softball?
Oh, it was awesome. I mean, I think everybody kind of has to go out there and compete for a spot, and it's not given to anybody. So just like the fact that I had to like work my butt off to get where I am today, and then like compete against all my teammates and like go out there and just give it the best I had and have fun with it, and I mean, it was awesome. I mean, seeing all my hard work pay off, even from high school, middle school, elementary school, like growing up through travel ball and just high school ball, and just seeing it all unfold for me, finally working out in my favor, it's just awesome, and it's a good feeling.
Yeah, man. And if y'all don't know, like, her high school, she got a laundry list full of awards that she was winning. She was swinging the bat and cracking it, y'all. Yeah, that's just for y'all who don't know. Y'all got to put some respect in Google on Kvistad over here, all right?
Thank you. Yeah, it was for sure. It's been a long time coming, but it pays off, and it's awesome. It feels good.
Well, I know we're sad, deeply sad about the coronavirus, you know, like, taking away the season. But I just gotta know, like, if you could take anything away from this softball team this year and add it to next year's team to boost that team, what would that be?
I think the team this year, I think that our goal was just to have fun and to fight and compete for each other. And I think that no matter what, like, no matter what was happening on the field, off the field, I think that we just had a lot of respect for each other, and we just loved playing softball with each other, and we just had a really, like, competitive group of girls, and I just think that this is a motivator for us, because we get another chance, because we get another extra year of eligibility back for the coronavirus, and it's, I mean, you can only control the things that you can control, so I think it's a motivator, and I think we just work hard on this extra off time and just put it into next season, just remember to always have fun and compete and just fight for what you want to do. I mean, I think that this is a really good group of girls, and it's gonna sting not being able to play with them the rest of the season, but yeah. I mean, like I said, we can't control that, so we just work harder for next year.
Yeah, and that's facts. I was on the podcast episode before then. We were talking about that and how this virus affects not only just the teams and players involved, but the people that work at the stadium and the people who do gigs at restaurants and stuff like that. Because not only do I do podcasts, I'm a drummer myself, so I play gigs all over Mobile, Louisiana, Florida. I do a lot of that stuff, and you know, I feel so bad. So if I'm gonna just, you know, give my apologies to y'all too, because I love seeing y'all shine out there. I love watching y'all shine and the culture that y'all have there. You know, and with that team, it's infectious, and it affected all of us in Mobile, and that's why we boosted y'all up, you know, just to be there. So again, we appreciate that from y'all. But other than, you know, that, what or who influenced you the most in life?
Yeah, well, like I had mentioned to you earlier when we were talking before we started, my sister played softball for the University of Florida, and I think that she was my biggest motivator and role model growing up. She kind of pushed me to be bigger and better and just compete and fight for what I want. She's a couple years older than me, so I would always try and, like, compare myself to her. And obviously, she was always a lot older and stronger and bigger than me. So little old me was trying to hit just as much home runs as her and be just as good at her in the infield. And so I would say that my sister Kaylee is probably my biggest competitor and my biggest role model. And I mean, I don't think I would be where I am today if it wouldn't be for her growing up, teaching me the ways of softball and just how to be a good person, and just having her as somebody I could look up to. So I would probably choose my sister.
Cool. I remember watching her a little bit too, because I follow the Florida Gators, you know, softball too. I didn't know, you know, y'all were related, but man, feels good to know that now, though.
I would say softball probably runs in our family, so we all love it. Ever since we've been little, that's kind of what we poured our heart and soul to. So,
did mom play?
Or she did. Yep. She played JUCO. She played at JUCO in college. So, but my grandma and my granddaddy, they all grew up around softball, baseball, and my uncle, they played baseball. So, it's kind of just, I was born into the sports culture. That's for sure.
It's just a family full of softball legends, huh?
That's right. We all played, and I'm sure it'll continue to pass on. We love softball.
If you could offer any advice, because we do have some high school softball players that do listen to Off the Rock, and if you could offer any advice to them, like, what would that be, just to any high school softball player?
I'd probably say just have fun and enjoy what you do, because there's no point in doing something that's miserable. Like, if you're not having fun and not having a purpose in what you're doing, then there's no point in doing it. So I would say have fun, work hard, and just fight for what you want to do and what you believe in, and just do your best. I mean, at the end of the day, like, softball is what you do, not who you are. And any sport is like that. So I feel as if you should, if you're having fun and enjoying what you do and you're working hard, then that's all that matters.
And just like she said, guys, for y'all to actually go out there and have fun, because you never know when it'll be taken away. Like, you could have a season just like this, and, you know, boom, it's gone. Blink out of an eye.
Sure.
Also, here on Off the Rock, we do the hot round of Wheel of Fortune. So it's random questions that I throw at you. And I'm going to compare these questions to your other teammates, because we got a couple of them on Off the Rock, too. So, all right, you ready?
I'm ready. Let's see what you got.
All right, here we go. So, who is your favorite Disney character?
Oh, my goodness. Disney? Is Frozen a Disney? Frozen's Disney, right?
Yeah, Frozen's Disney.
I would say Frozen, anybody in Frozen. I don't know. This is probably a little kid movie, but I am obsessed with Frozen. I love the movie Frozen. So I would say anybody in the Frozen movie.
I don't know. You kind of seem like an Olaf person. Like, you like Olaf.
I like Olaf. Olaf seems like I would be good friends with Olaf.
All right, so now we in the coronavirus times, we're not just, you know, we're doing the quarantine and chill. So what would be your quarantine and chill movie to binge watch, or episodes to binge watch?
My favorite movie that I can literally watch, like, a million times over and never get tired of it would be Just Go With It. So I would probably say Just Go With It, the first one and the second one. I think that they're really good movies. So I would say those two movies.
That's a good choice. And with those movies, they could at least get you about 2 or 3 days in right there.
Yeah. I also like One Tree Hill on Netflix, or they used to be on Netflix. I think it's on Hulu now, but it's a TV series. I don't know if you've ever seen it. One Tree Hill.
Yeah,
it's fabulous.
Yeah. Yep. That's everybody likes the theme song.
That's right.
What's your favorite type of Girl Scout cookie?
The Samoa. I'm pretty sure they're still called. They changed the names of them this year, but the Samoa one's one that has like the coconut and the caramel in it. Chocolate.
You sure that's your favorite one?
I promise you, I could eat those all day long and never get tired of them.
I gotta give you some crap. Like I gave the I gave Kurt a whole bunch of crap about his Samoa choices. He looked like a lemonade person. You look like a lemonades person too. But we're gonna go.
You
with
say?
Yeah, man. I can't get over the coconut shavings. They're like little fingernails in your mouth. I don't like the texture, man.
Okay, I get that. What is your what's your favorite?
My favorite is the peanut butter patties. All right. Well, now we know about the cookies. Since you're new to Mobile, what's your favorite spot in Mobile to eat?
Ooh, that's a hard one. Growing up, I didn't really eat a lot of like Cajun food. So like I didn't even know what crawfish was when I came to Mobile.
Oh, we gotta stop the podcast.
I know. Can you believe that? I've never even like had crawfish, heard of it until I got to college. And then, so ever since I came, I kind of found a new love for crawfish. So I would say that one of my favorite spots here would probably be Mud Bugs, probably.
Oh, on DIP. Oh, man. I'm just happy somebody brought you around to the Mud Bug. Did anybody on the team show you what the crawfish was?
They had to teach me how to eat it, and they had to teach me the best ways to do everything. Like, I had no idea.
Oh, my God. Shout out to the team for showing you the way.
I know. It's good. So I'm glad that I learned how to do that, because I know I was missing out.
Oh, my God. I'm blowed the rest of the podcast. Like, I can't believe.
Oh. I know, and you think living by the swamp and being around all these country folk that they would have taught me how to eat crawfish or even make some of it, but I've never even once had it before I got to college.
Oh my God. Well, look, from off the rock, we'll get you a couple pounds just of crawfish. We got to keep you integrated in the culture. All
right, that's right.
We got to keep you here, girl. That's probably the secret ingredient to you hitting bombs. But you get your dingers from eating the crawfish.
That's a secret ingredient, right?
Now, we're going to my favorite question I like to ask everybody.
Okay.
If you were a rapper, what would your rap name be?
Oh, boy. Rapper? Okay, well, if anybody wanted to actually listen to me rap, they would probably turn it off immediately because I would be terrible at it. So,
it's okay.
It would probably... I don't know, maybe like K-Dog or something.
I was thinking a little K-Mac.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, yours is better than Victoria's. I ain't gonna tell you what it was. You gotta go listen to it. The pod, but yours is better than hers, but I'll take K-Mac. K-Mac sounds like something I actually give 50 cents towards.
I'd have to go listen. There is no telling what Crazy Victoria said.
Oh, yeah. You're going to love it. But it's a plot twist to this question. If I was a rapper, what would my rap name be?
You look like you would be like a 5-star rapper.
Oh, Lord.
I would say like Twisted Beat or something. Twisted Beat.
At least we got one this time. I'll take it. I'll take Twisted Beat. Frankie Twisted Beat. Yep. Twisted Beat. That's going to be on all of... We're going to put that on a t-shirt. Twisted Beat. Hey, I'm going to see if I can get like a whole bunch of t-shirts. We'll talk. I got you.
Yeah, I got you.
Well, thank you for coming on the pod, man. We really enjoy having you on. But before we get you out of here, what can everybody find you? Facebook, Instagram, what can we find you?
Hey, I'm on everything. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. My name is just Camden_Kavistad, so look me up, man.
We got a legend in the making over here. Hey, Kavistad, man. Hopefully she can do better than her sister and rub it in her face, right? Put a little Jaggy on it, right?
Yeah, put a little Jaggy. Jags.
Yeah, go Jags, man. Thank you again for coming out.
And thank you so much for having me.
Man, shout out to K-Dawg. Big K-Dawg. Man, came through and wrecked the Off the Rock pod, man. We got to give a shout out to the Convinced Dad family, though, man. The family full of rock stars. You know, the whole HUD, having her whole community coming through and pushing it with our community, that's a beautiful thing, man. And the fact that more families, softball families, football families, basketball families, pushing all of these kids to pursue their dreams, that's a beautiful thing. Very beautiful thing. Very beautiful thing for South Alabama and the culture that they're building up around that program. And thanks to that culture, she finally know what some crawfish is, bro.
I know, right? Like, she don't even know what she missing out on.
What? That's like going to New Orleans and not having beignets.
Yeah, true. Like, that's a big part. And you was in the middle of it.
What?
How you leave from there and then come here and still don't know, like...
Don't, man.
Shout out to the team.
Shout out to everybody on the Jaguar softball team for putting the Big K-Dawg on some crawfish, man. For sure. And the one thing, you know, for all y'all softballers that do listen to this podcast, remember, high schoolers, y'all got to work hard. All of this stuff, none of this stuff is given to y'all,
nothing,
man.
Nothing comes easy.
Nothing comes easy. With a little bit of determination and hard work, bro, you can accomplish your dreams. You got to get it out of your mind and get it in your hands. You got to get it out of your mind and on the vision board and into your hands.
True.
But yeah, man, shout out to K-Dawg for coming on and kicking it with us on Off the Rock. But she wasn't the only one who pulled up. We got one more that pulled up.
Pull up on me.
And that's my homie MC Nichols, man. MC pulled up. I got to give her a special shout out because she was the one who helped make this thing happen. She helped make this possible. Also give a big shout out to Mr. Kevin too, man. He was the one who also was behind the scenes helping us, you know, put this together, man. So shout out to them. But Frankie, you got the digits and you know what to do. Call up. Let's get on the pod, man. Hey, so welcome, man. We got MC Nichols on Off the Rock with us. MC, how you doing?
Good. How about you?
Hey, man. I'm over here quarantined and chilling over here.
That's what I'm doing, too. It's been a long couple days, but...
I know it, man. I just hope that this blows over so we can get back into sports and we can have some more fun.
Sure. Yeah, for sure.
I know, like, having sports gone, it's been taking a toll on me, you know what I'm saying?
Me too, sports. Trust me. I don't have anything to do throughout the day.
Well, we got you on, so we got to ask you, what made you choose South Alabama?
I think choosing South for me, it really was on the coaches and, like, the coaching staff and the people around me. First, I didn't want to come to South. My dad kind of told me, why don't you go to a camp and just like check it out? And I was like, I don't want to, whatever. And we went to the camp and I met all the coaches and I got to see the campus and stuff. And after like I met with the coaches and everybody, like I knew that's where I wanted to go. And I told my dad, I was like, thanks for telling me to, you know, go on to a camp and go on a tour because I ended up liking it. So yeah, I really just think the atmosphere and how campus is set up and everything, how it's so close together and it's just so homey.
Yeah, so like how do you feel about the culture at around the softball team in a whole? Like how you feel about it then when you first took your first visit, and how do you feel about it now?
I mean, I think I still feel the same. We're all very close. We always like to call ourselves like a big family, and I think that, you know, that still is true to this day. Like we're all very close, even with, you know, like staff, like me and Bees are cool. We're close. We've been close for a while. Me and JT, he does the radio broadcasting, but everyone's just really close. And you can go to anybody to talk about anything, players, staff, anybody. So I think from then and now, that's been like really constant, or it's even gotten better. Like we've gotten even closer this year. I think we were even closer than any of the other teams that I've really been on. So it's a special team. And I'm thankful that I get to be on a team that's that close. So,
man, now earlier you said your dad helped you find South Alabama. Was did he play sports, or did you come from a family of athletes?
Yeah, I mean, my mom ran track like in high school. It wasn't anything like serious or anything. She ran in high school. My dad played baseball at MMI, the community college, and then he could have gone somewhere else, but he decided to just, you know, go to Alabama, go to school at Alabama. But one of my best friends, her dad is the one that actually got me into softball. I mean, me and my sister did gymnastics. That was about it. We didn't really do anything. And my best friend at the time, like in kindergarten, she was like, hey, do you want to, she called me like on my home phone and she was like, hey, do you want to be on my softball team? And I was like, sure, whatever. My dad's like, yeah, we never played softball. And it's just really cool to say that that's the guy that got me into softball, and we're still like really good family friends today. So it's really cool. I talk to him all the time. We usually get together and like do things for like holidays and whatnot. So it's cool that I can say that he's the one that got me into softball.
No, man. Was there ever like a time where you played gymnastics and softball at the same time? And if you did, what made you choose softball?
Yeah, well, I had the chance to do team, where it's like where you start traveling and stuff for gymnastics. And my dad told me, you can either do team or you can play softball. You have to choose either one. And I chose softball. And at the time, I don't know, I think maybe I was just more interested in it. I couldn't have told you why I chose softball. But, I mean, I think it ended up working out for me. I think I liked it because it was more action going on, and it was more like you're doing stuff all the time, which gymnastics, you know, you just kind of do your floor beam or whatever and then go to the next one. But I think it was probably that.
I gotta give you props for doing that gymnastics stuff, because like floor I watch it sometimes because I just watch whatever come on the TV now when you know takeovers go on. But I see like the people do the beams and they hang and do the rope. I'm like,
I could do it now. No, I did not get that far up. My sister did it longer than I did, and then she quit too, and we both did softball. But yeah, so
who are your sister? Is your sister still playing, or who does she play for?
Yeah, she's on the team at South too.
What?
Yeah.
I don't even know.
Yeah, she's a sophomore this year. I don't know how that'll be now with the NCAA thing, but yeah, she'll be a junior next year. So
we have to get her on the podcast too, so she can come and rag on you a little bit too.
Yeah,
get it on the pod.
She went back to Hoover, but yeah.
Oh man. Well, I know we're all saddened by the coronavirus, and I've asked, you know, your other teammates this question, but I like to see, you know, the different answers. If you could take one thing away from this team and add it to next year's team to boost the team, what Infinity Stone would you give them from this team? Like, what attribute would you take away from this team to boost the next team?
That's a good question. I think that it would be, I guess, to not take anything for granted, like even the games that we had that we didn't think were really big games, that we were just kind of like, oh, we'll just, you know, play or whatever, to take every game seriously and know that it can affect you later down the road, and it could possibly be your last game, you never know. So to take that and just to work hard and push through every game. And like, we had some obstacles this year, but I thought that, you know, we got back on the right track to kind of finish up. We were doing a lot better. So I think take that, what we found in our last couple games, and take it into the next season. So,
man, y'all do that, y'all probably be the number one softball team in the country.
No.
And I'll be right behind y'all with Off the Rock shirts and pom-poms. I'm trying
go
to tell
Jags.
You. Go Yay. Jags. For sure. What or who would you say influenced you the most in life?
In life, like it could be anybody
or anything,
or anything. You know, I would have to say my family. I mean, all my family's close, it's close-knit family, and we've always like been there for each other and stuff. So I mean, I think they have been a big influence on my life. I'm a huge into music, so I think like,
Here we go.
So like, you know, growing up, I was always a fan of like John Lennon or like Janis Joplin. You know, I was like into the big '60s and stuff. Now I'm I'm obsessed. I don't know if you know who this is, with Jack White. He's like a huge influence on my life right now. And I think he's the coolest person ever. Just with like everything that he does, he has his record label, you know, he's got like all his different bands that he has, and just everything that he does, I think is awesome. Like, he's freaking cool. And of course, Stevie Nicks. I love Stevie Nicks. Who doesn't love Stevie? Everybody loves Stevie.
You can't. Yeah. Like, if you don't like Stevie Nicks, man, there's something wrong with you.
I know. Yeah. So, yeah.
What's your favorite Jack White song? I know this one's tough.
So, I really like his band, The Raconteurs. And so, I put it on the playlist. Everyone got super pissed at me because it was so long. And they were like, MC, why did you put this on? And blah, blah, blah. Hold on, let me pull it up.
It was like, look, we asked you for a song, not an autobiography.
It's Carolina Drama. And it's like, forever, ever long. And I didn't realize it was that long until like I listened to it on the field and I was like, okay, yeah, that's probably a little long.
Yeah.
But yeah. That's hard to say. That would have to be one of my favorites, but I always like Black Math. I think that's a really good one. That one gets me pumped up all the time. Okay, but like vibes. So yeah. It's one of my favorites.
I would say we would put your Jack White song up for Song of the Week, because we do Song of the Week on the podcast. But if we did, everybody would think it would be another episode on the podcast. So we might not do that.
Oh, yeah. No. I always, in any type of interview I do, I always mention him. I'm like, I love you. If you ever listen to this, I love you.
Hey,
but
Jack White, I don't know what you're doing, bro, but you need to listen to the Off the Rock podcast. You know, you, your band. Open invitation, man.
Yeah.
Y'all come on. I'm gonna call up MC. We'll get on and we'll make this thing happen here.
I'm down. I'm so down. That's my dream.
All right. So, are you from Mobile or where are you from? Are you from?
Well, so my whole family, like my mom and dad, are from Selma, and I was born in Selma. And then we moved kind of around a little bit, but then I grew up mostly in Hoover, so.
Yeah. Okay, so growing up, how was, you know, life growing up in Hoover and, you know, you moving to Mobile? Like, did you have to make some adjustments or did it feel the same?
It was a little bit different. But I did have to make some adjustments, but, you know, I was used to, like, the Alabama weather and stuff, but mostly the adjustments I had to make were like taking care of myself, like having to wash clothes on my own and stuff like that. And just kind of growing up. But I can definitely say from when I got here to where I am now, I've grown up tremendously. Like, it's like night and day. So it's good. I learned, you know, how to take care of myself, you know, kind of learning to be a grown up. So
I can tell from experience that you're learning to take care of yourself. Yeah. Just for people who don't know, man, the first time I met MC was at BJ's. And she was sitting there at the table because I was at another table. I was looking. I was like, is that MC? I think that's MC. And the only way that I knew it was you is when I looked at your kneecaps and it was bags of ice wrapped to them, like saran wrapped all across your kneecap. I was like, oh yeah, that's MC. And
oh,
she
yeah,
looked like she's taking it hard this one game.
Yeah. It's rough. I don't know. I've always had issues with my joints and stuff. I'm very like flexible and I have very loose joints. And so I actually had surgery my freshman year on my shoulder because my shoulder kept on subluxing. So it's when it would like pop out of place and then pop back in place. And it tore my labrum. And I did it all throughout high school and I didn't think it was anything crazy. And then like one day when I was in college, I did it and I was like, okay, yeah, that one didn't feel very good. And so I ended up tearing my labrum. But yeah, so I redshirted. So I was a fifth year senior this year. But yeah, it must have been the old age getting to me a little bit too.
There you go.
I just turned 23, so I'm like, oh god, that's embarrassing.
Hey, you ain't that old, man. Yeah. It's okay. Don't beat yourself up for being a granny on the podcast. It's okay.
Okay, good.
What would you say would be your most favorite accomplishment that you accomplished with the softball team?
Let's see. Like, could it be like off the field too, or on field, just whatever?
Give us both. Give us one on the field and off the field.
Okay. I would have to say a big accomplishment for us on the field. I would have to say this year, I thought that we really came through in situations where we needed to come through. Like when we were behind, we came back and we ended up winning games, and we really did. Yeah, we didn't care what the score was. We didn't care, you know, who we were playing and stuff. But I thought that was a big accomplishment for us this year, because in the past we've had trouble doing that. So I thought that was really cool for us to do that year, this year. And off the field, I would have to say our biggest accomplishment is in the classroom. Like, we get it done in the classroom. We've got girls that have like really, really hard majors. And I mean, we've had biomedical sciences, you know, we always have people that want to do PT and stuff. A ton of business majors, and everyone works hard, and we always have really high GPA, team GPA. So I think that's a really big accomplishment for us, because not all teams can say that they do that. So I think that's cool.
Yeah, I mean, I noticed, and I believe you're a Sunbelt Conference commissioner's list, right?
Aren't you? Yeah.
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 So yeah, you're right. Y'all do get it done. Y'all definitely get it done, man. Well, we're going to move to the next part of this interview. We have the hot round, the Wheel of Fortune round, where I ask you questions, and we're going to compare your scores later on the podcast from you and your other teammates, man. So, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Let's do it.
Off the Rock Wheel of Fortune. All right, cool. So, who is your favorite Disney character? Gotta be good. Victoria leading right here.
This sucks because I'm not huge into Disney. I need to think about this. Wait, can it be like out of any Disney? Like, so it could be like Marvel or Star Wars or anybody?
Yeah, anything. Well, right now we anything, because you don't like Disney apparently. So we already knocking you for that.
I know. Okay, I just watched all the Star Wars. So I've seen all the Star Wars. I'm going to have to go with Princess Leia. I love Princess Leia.
Okay. Okay. You know, you're not being Disney. We got to give you a couple of extra points to pick Princess Leia right there.
No, that's the best I can do.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's kind of it's hard for a granny out here. All right. So, I know we're coronavirus times right now. So, what Netflix series are you quarantined and chilling to? Like, what's your favorite Netflix series to?
Oh, my favorite Netflix? It would have to be, I watch American Horror Story a lot. I know that doesn't come on Netflix, but I'm always watching American Horror Story. Or I'd have to say I like That 70s Show, too. I'll go with those two.
Oh, check it. You was going off on the wrong path, but you pulled on back with The 70s Show. There we go. I got to throw extra sauce on that one, man. The 70s Show is what's up.
I know.
What's your favorite type of Girl Scout cookie?
Oh, what's the tag along? Is that the one with the peanut butter?
Yeah, you got them and the peanut butter patties.
Yeah, no, the tag along's the chocolate with the peanut butter. Okay. Those are my favorite. Yeah.
I gotta throw extra sauce on there. I'm a peanut butter guy too.
That one's good.
What would be your bucket list concert if you haven't went to it already? Probably Jack White, right?
Yeah, I've seen Jack White. It would either be Jack White or the Rolling Stones. I saw the Rolling Stones this past summer. That was good. Okay, I want to see either Fleetwood Mac or Stevie Nicks, too. That would be another one.
Man, Fleetwood Mac, man. That concert there.
My mom and dad got to go, and I didn't, and I was upset, but I don't know. We'll see. Maybe I can get to go.
Yeah, some tears were shed during that. I can't say you're new to Mobile, but I mean, coming from Hoover to Mobile, what was your what's your favorite spot to eat in Mobile? Is it BJ's?
I like BJ's. I think I like the bike shop. I always love going to the bike shop downtown.
We got an undergrounder here. The bike it's shop. So good. We got the bike shop, it's finally. So
good. My favorite place.
What's your favorite dish at the bike shop?
I always get the kamikaze roll, and then I get like the mushroom taco with it. Oh, it's so good. That's my favorite.
You mix and match and.
Yeah. Oh, it's so good.
All right, but off the rock, she knows how to eat. We got to give her some extra sauce on that one, man.
One thing I know how to do is eat.
You're killing it. Well, it's my favorite question.
Okay.
All right. If you were a rapper.
Okay.
What would your rap name be?
Well, I can't say MC Hammer because that's already like.
Nah, you get sued for life.
Yeah, that won't happen. It'd be like, oh my God, I don't know.
I'm digging the MC vibe right here.
I know.
You got
what this. Did Cam and Vic give a good one?
Vic didn't give one at all. And, well, no, she did. She did give one, but I don't know about it. Cam got a good one. She got a good one.
I can see Cam having a good one.
I knew this. It's easy.
I know. It would have to be MC.
Just go with MC, man. I like MC. What we'll do, put M and then C, and then we add some extra E's to it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, I like that.
That's it.
C. Yeah.
MC with the MC of Off the Rock. And since I'm the MC of Off the Rock, and my name being Rocker, what rap name would you give me?
Give you?
Oh, yeah. It's got to be a good one, or the guys are going to laugh at me for the rest of my life.
It'd be like, it would have to be like Rock That Beat or something like that.
We got another Rockin' Beat name.
People say that all the time.
Nah, I got Rockefeller, I got Twist the Beat, and then we got Rock the Beat. So, I mean, you can keep it. I'll give you one other chance if you want to try again.
Hmm.
Are you just going to go with Rock the Beat?
You could be like, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I'm going to go with Rock the Beat.
All right, we'll take it. We'll take Rock the Beat.
I didn't ask for the questions in advance.
See, I asked you. One of the three, but it's cool.
Okay, what if I did change my name to MC Slap?
Oh, that sounds like a fight UFC name, but we'll take MC Slaps. We'll put S on it.
Yeah, that would be good.
So Off the Rock is here with MC Slaps. And before we get MC Slaps out of here, MC, you got to tell everybody where they can find you on social media and things, man.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Let me pull this up. I'm like tech savvy, but I'm not like that tech savvy, if you know what I mean.
I don't know, man. Your Instagram be popping.
Okay. Instagram is MC_Nichols07. And then Twitter is the same thing.
Okay, so that's where y'all can find her.
Yeah. Snapchat. Oh. And Snapchat's the same thing, so it's all the same thing.
There you go. So you can follow at support MC Slaps. MC over here Off the Rock, man. We pull up to the softball games. We pull up, have some fun all the time. We're pulling up at future events, and you got an open invite to come hang with us at the tailgates and everything, man. Yeah. So pull up, bragging the crew. And MC Slaps and MC Rock is going to rock the entire place away, just like we did this podcast, man. We're going to thank you. And we thank you and appreciate y'all for coming on, man.
No problem. Thanks for having us.
Anytime. That was fun.
It was so fun.
Yeah, man. Grab your sister. Get her on here, too, man.
Yeah. I'll have to tell her. I'll have to text her and tell her that she's next. It's her turn next.
Yep. And we're going to try to get her to rag on you so that whenever you listen back, you'd be like, oh, my God, Pepper.
She will. Trust me. Oh, she will. Don't worry about it. That's her favorite thing to do.
Oh, yeah. This will be fun. Well, thanks again, man.
Yeah, no problem.
And that was the homie MC Slaps on the ones too.
MC Slaps.
Man, shout out to her again, man. But, like, you know, I'm just happy we got us somebody who went and actually got a restaurant that not a lot of people, you know, it's like a local restaurant. It's not one of those big chains. The bike shop, bro. Like the bike shop, we got a supporter here that supported the bike shop. Our engineer supported the bike shop for a good little while. Frankie, man, he be out there. Even my fiance, she love the bike shop. That's one of her favorite spots. Matter of fact, we got fiance in the studio.
We got her in the studio.
Oh yeah. What? Shout out to the better half.
It's two of us, girl. Somebody.
Just the two of us.
Nobody. Oh, hey, Smoke, how
you doing? Facts, man. Hey, though, but we got to get Pepper on the pod. You got to get MC's sister on the pod, man.
Yeah, we got to.
Oh, yeah. And any other softball player, if you're a Jag and you hear this and you're a little bit jealous because you ain't getting on the podcast.
Pull up on us.
Don't get jealous, bro. Just hop on the podcast with us. Just hit us up on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook, Off the Rock Pod. We'll make it happen. We'll set it up. We'll make it do what it do, Pimpin. Yeah, it's easy. Like, 1, 2, 3. All right, so, guys, we had all three of the softball girls on. They did their Wheel of Fortune. Which one of y'all think won the Wheel of Fortune Hot Round this week?
K-Dog.
I gotta give it K-Dog. Yeah, K-Dog came with that heat. Man. I mean, MC was close.
Very close.
But the rap name kind of sold K-Dog, man. Kind of sold.
Yeah, once she came with that name, that was it.
Yeah. K-D-O-G. I think if TZ would have had just a actual name for your boy as a rapper, we probably, I don't know. The only thing that was knocking K-Dog was the fact she liked them S'mores, bro. Like, I don't know what it is with me and S'mores. I don't deal with them. I don't have no part of them. I don't have no part of them.
You gotta give her points for the name, though.
Yeah, I got to.
She won her points back with the rap
name.
Yeah,
she did. She definitely did. You know, and then her sister being a Gator before I was in the South Alabama sports, I'm a diehard Gator at heart. That's my other team that I root for. So I ain't being biased. Might be being biased.
Yeah,
though.
You are. Sorry.
Hey, bro, hey, before I asked y'all, fool, y'all was like, K-Dog, so don't even be with the
Yeah, but you brought it up, so we're going to talk about it. So.
You know what else I got to bring up, bro?
What?
That the interview segment was brought to you by Big Head Barbecue, man. Exactly. Big Heads Barbecue. Good games are hard to find, and so is good barbecue. Big Head Barbecue has the best barbecue you can get. They do parties, sweet 16s, and even dirty 30s. You have an occasion, they got the grills blazing. Hit them up on Facebook at Big Heads Barbecue, and you can call them at 251-379-0094. That's 251-379-0094. And we're going to end this podcast with this segment, Rock It or Drop It. And Frankie, Rock It or Drop It is brought to you by Hindenburg Pressure Wash. Man, your business looking down? Your home lost its spark? Man, hit up our friends at Hindenburg Pressure Washing. Let them give your place the facelift it needs. Let them pull up so other customers can pop up. Taz, hit them with the number.
All right, that number is 251-406-5875. Once again, 251-406-5875.
Man, hit up our friends at Hindenburg Pressure Washing. Look, so in the times like this, coronavirus is hitting, but somebody else been hitting too, man. And athletes and the rest of them are doing what they have to do on the day-to-day grind to make sure that they stand okay at their craft while also practicing social distancing and also practicing healthy habits. So while Russell Westbrook was practicing on his game and working on his game, his family decided to get involved. And one very special person got involved with his practice, and that was his better half. But she was shooting better than the other half. I mean, so his wife got out there with Westbrook, and they went to throwing up shots, and she was shooting from the corner. Too bad she was more like Steph Curry and a little bit better than Rez. Rez from the 3-point line, if you ask me, man.
That's that. You going a little too far,
hey,
ain't
man,
you?
It is what it is.
You gonna get
stabbed. Looking at that shot, bro, it was dropping.
Westbrook, like, he gonna hurt you.
So, Rocket to Drop It, shooting better than your better half.
Shoot. I mean, look, it's always a competition, so of course I'm rocking with it.
Oh yeah.
But the Steph Curry, you on your own.
Come on now.
Hey look, bro, this Westbrook, bro.
Over here on Off the Rock, we support power couples. We do. And that's a power couple right there, showing you that we working together on your goal. Too bad I just got a better jump shot and better free throws than you do.
Okay, that's two. Oh. He going at it again.
Oh my God. Come bro, on, man.
All right, now when he be texting us tomorrow to my bro, Russ in my DMs going off, tomorrow he finna pull up. Don't call me. I ain't part of the pod. He's not finna beat me up, bro.
Man. It's off the rock, not off the dash.
This is all you.
Oh my God. Well, look, man. Lady decided to come outside, and when she came outside, man, she had a pleasant surprise, and it was a surprise she probably didn't want to see. So, a snake catcher had to be called to a residence in Australia, and it outside this Australian woman's home, it was a Burmese python on her porch.
Oh, my God.
No.
Oh, my God.
Rocket to drop it, coming outside to not a visitor at your door, but a Burmese python at your door.
I'm going to drop it because I'm going to drop everything I got, and I'm running out the back door.
Oh, yo.
They can have the house. I'm going to show them where everything is because I'm leaving.
Oh, I'm dropping it.
You got to.
I'm definitely dropping it. But
it's going to drop you one or the other. Like,
you better shoot him.
We ain't got time for all that because I'm gone.
Yeah, bro. When I see that thing, I'm dropping everything and running.
Yeah.
I'm dropping. I don't. That's not my house no more. I don't own that house.
I'm giving him the keys.
Don't mail no bills to me. Mail it to the Burmese python out there. That's his house.
Oh, change everything into their name. I'm not. Oh, yeah. Look, it's over with.
Facts. When the pig's trying to get at you, drop it like it's hot. For real.
This man.
Cause that look, man. I don't know them. I know some of them. People wear them around their neck when they be trying to be all, you know, out and adventurous and stuff like that. I ain't taking no chances like that, bro. That thing wrap around your neck twice, bro. That's the last time. That's the last necklace you ever wore in your life.
This man here. That's facts. It. You gone.
Exactly.
Sleeper hole.
And it's over. Next one, French athlete ran an entire marathon on his front porch. Yeah, he ran an entire marathon on his front porch. So it was a guy who, over in his town, they were the marathon was canceled due to the coronavirus, but he didn't let that stop him. He didn't let that hold him back. What he did was on his balcony, on a treadmill, ran the entire 26 miles of that marathon on his balcony. But not only did he do it alone, like we said earlier, we support power couples.
Power.
On this pod. His wife was there as his pit crew with M&M's and Diet Coke. Shout out to her for that, because, you know, some people, they ain't doing that.
Real support team.
Shout out to them. But, yeah,
but
smoke.
With the water, though.
We was going to get to that point. But smoke. Rock or drop it. Doing the marathon on your porch.
I rock with it. And plus, have your better half support. You feel me?
Like, oh, yeah, facts.
That's real.
Yeah, I'm with it. I mean, facts. But where the water at, though?
Yeah, that's the water. Real, bro. What?
This is a marathon.
Facts.
I mean, I know you're doing that at home, but where's the water?
Facts.
But other than that, I'm with it. Like, support. It's dedication.
Facts. But I'm like you, bro. I'm with the whole water thing. Like, rock it or drop it. I'm going to be on the floor by the third mile, or I'm going to have a cramp.
You know what I'm saying?
Get Gatorade. Get some electrolytes in.
True.
You feel me?
I mean, it's better than the Diet Coke. I mean,
true.
Some smart water, some Diet Coke.
Yeah.
And M&M's.
So, like, I mean, that's proof in the pudding that this man was a veteran at the game.
Yeah, like he had to, because it'd have been over. I'd have been full and on the floor.
Yeah, it do say that he completed 36 official marathons and said that the balcony run was more challenging than his previous runs because of the short track that made it impossible to build momentum or speed. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, that do make sense, man.
He hard, though.
Yeah, and he dedicated his accomplishments to the medical staff working long hours during the viral pandemic. Like, that's a big shout out to that,
shout
man.
Shout out to everybody.
I wonder if I can get a name, man. But shout out to that man, for doing that, man. Cause I honestly, I don't think I'd be able to do nothing like that.
I wouldn't even thought of nothing like that.
But something that also happened that I wouldn't have thought of, but I think was really innovative. Two people got married in an apartment window, man. They got married by official in an apartment window, bro. Exactly, man. So, Riley Jennings and Amanda Wheeler said that they decided to move up their wedding due to the coronavirus and their fears. But New York City Marriage Bureau was shut down due to the coronavirus. So they decided to get a little, you know, they decided to get their thinking caps on. And they texted one of their friends who they knew was ordained, but he also lived like two apartments over from them. They texted him like, "Hey man, are you busy? Can you marry us real quick?" And he was like, "Oh yeah, I got you.
That's smart thinking, right?
Let me flip the switch. Hit the switch. I can get the lock to the window here." Yeah, like he did that. He pulled up the window and was like, "Okay, y'all want to do this?"
Pull the bro, man.
Oh yeah, fifth floor.
Fifth floor.
And married them.
Fifth floor.
Out the window, Taz, bro. Rock and drop it, getting married out the window of the apartment complex. We're gonna have to sit on this topic for a little
bit. I'm with it. That's real love right there.
Boy, that's real thinking cap right there. True that too. Like that's out the box, literally.
Because I definitely wouldn't have thought of that.
At all.
And you got your person on speed dial.
Oh yeah.
Like that, and they couldn't wait. Like,
yeah, they couldn't wait.
That's real.
That's real. You couldn't wait. Man,
this Rona, you don't know if you're gonna be here today or tomorrow.
Big Rona tripping, man.
You might as well go and marry who you love right then. For real. And plus, like, think of all the money that they save.
What?
Think of all the money that they
save. Suits, nothing in the PJs
and the out the window.
Oh, and I paused my TV show. I ain't even missing nothing.
He gonna what?
Click.
What?
We'll be right back.
Wow, she had on white PJs and he had on white and black.
They just went and sat right back on the couch and just continued doing what they was doing.
Had a whole social distancing reception.
That's what I'm talking about.
Out there with the cheese and the crackers in the bed. But see, the kicker is.
Oh, my.
The kicker is, what if the kush was big if you was the friend? Like, what if the kush was big and you have just came off your blaze of glory and you get that text message? And, like, you out the window. You marrying tripping. Everything out the window. That you don't just stop with that family right there. You marrying the cats out there, the dogs, the connector to the grill over there. Them two birds out in the tree.
Knocking on everybody else's windows.
What if you see two dragonflies stuck together? You marrying them off the gate. Like,
people gonna be getting married that don't even want to be married.
What? Hobo get married to a Big Mac just because he seen it for the first time. Messing around with me, I'm out the window. I'm pointing like, I'm out here. I'm pointing like I'm Oprah. You getting married. I'm handing out certificates like I'm Ellen DeGeneres.
This man here.
But I'm just being real, bro.
That's why you're not marrying people right there.
I'm about to be. Mm-hmm. If she in here, she know what's up.
Okay, I feel the love.
Exactly.
Ah-ha-ha.
Somebody else is feeling... somebody else out here is feeling generous and feeling the love. Man, a company is paying $1,000 to watch 20 hours of Ozark, bro.
Huh?
Yeah. They paying $1,000 to watch 20 hours of Ozark. So... InternetAdvisor.com said the chosen applicant for the 17-day dream job will be paid $1,000 to watch 20 hours of this series of the first two seasons. So, whatever lucky fan will be given 17 days to watch 20 hours of this Ozark thing, man. Taz. Can you watch 20 hours of Ozark?
Oh, no, I'm scared.
No.
I ain't gonna lie to you. No. I'm a little bit scared for you.
You giving me money to watch a TV show. That means the TV show suck.
I don't know, bro. That might not be the case.
I'm just saying, like, you gonna pay somebody to watch something good?
Bro, I've paid and watched some garbage stuff out of the movie theaters. I've watched some garbage stuff for free. But if you telling me you gonna pay me $1,000 to watch some garbage, I mean, I'll do it.
But I just feel like, are you gonna be able to make it through?
But it don't matter.
Garbage.
I'm doing it.
I mean, I'll do it. But I'm just trying to figure out how bad is it gonna be.
But it's for a long span of time.
That's the thing. That's like you giving somebody money and saying, "All right, cool, I'm gonna pay you, but you gotta go listen to the opera." You gonna sit in there for 3 hours listening to the opera? No, you ain't gonna make it through.
Hey man, I'm doing it. It's $1,000, bro. Like, you gotta put your game face on. You gotta get through it. And it's $1,000 of drug free money. There ain't nobody drug testing you. You ain't gotta clock in.
You ain't
got nobody on your back. I don't even think nobody gonna be in there watching you watch it. So I mean, honestly, if they ask you, be like, "Yeah, I watched it, a little bit of it. It watched me, but it's fine." If you just give me $1,000, just put it right here. Put $1,000 right here in my hand. I am one of the few selected few to watch this bull, and I need the money.
You gotta pay me more.
That's how I'm feeling. 20 hours.
Twenty hours. $1,000. I don't know if $1,000 is the right price for 20 hours of your life.
It's not.
See, but it is thinking.
Especially with, you know,
if this TV show suck, I want more.
True.
Yeah, it ain't like they're asking us to watch Harry Potter, bro. You might have to pay me more to watch that.
Yeah, true. You definitely gotta pay me.
Because that's
five,
like 3 years of.
Yeah, pay me about $5,000 to do that. Maybe even more.
Yeah. What would y'all watch that would be worth that type of money?
$1,000?
I say, if you tell me I gotta watch like a season of ESPN 30 for 30, I'll do that. $1,000 bet.
You give me like 2 seasons of the El Chapo, I'm definitely in.
Oh yeah. And I'm coming out, I'm having more knowledge when I leave that series than I did going into it.
Yeah, I might have to hire y'all if I watch all 3 seasons.
And that's real.
No reason, but you know, just need to hire y'all.
And that's real, bro. Man, so this has been a very special Off the Rock podcast, man. Shout out to all the people that was involved in helping us make this happen. From all the players to all the people and personnel behind the scenes, man. Shout out to all of them. I also got to give a special shout out to some of our listeners that I know been following the pod, been helping me put this together from start to finish, man. I got a shout out to my boy True. I got a shout out to my boy Brandon. Shout out to Run, man. I got a shout out to all my family members, Ivy, all the rest of them. Y'all know who you are, David, man. Shout out to all of y'all, man. Yo, we just got players on this podcast, but I'm going to tell you, hint, hint, fam, we got more surprises, more people, more things pulling up. Off the Rock is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And Smoke, guess what?
What?
Bigger.
He walked straight into that.
Man, it's Song of the Week. So who is on, bro?
Yeah, about that. It's your boy Turn.
Okay, then it's on Taz. Song of the Week is on Taz. Taz, what you got for us today, bro?
All right, so we got another one again from my brother, Mook YBF.
Oh, shout out.
Another one, Get Out Your Feelings.
Yeah, Get Out Your Feelings and get into your social distancing, baby. Y'all be safe out here.
Guess what, bitch?
Y'all be safe.
Coronavirus.
Coronavirus. Y'all be safe with that. And Frankie, go on, put on, man, that Mook YBF, man. Let's ride.
Oh, really? That's how you feeling? Pull up with no ceiling, man.
You don't feel okay.
I'm ballin' but can't lay up, babe. I'm tryna
get it.
Hey,
pulled up, forgot the ceiling. Dollar getting like it's my religion. Got my young nigga riding with me on that bullshit. Scotty Pippen, no, you don't want a problem with me. Education the bullets and the chopper with me. The same nigga that finessed me. Now the table turned, I got him shopping with me. Payback a had to get on the toilet, I'm back on my ready for war, got my hand on the stick. Yeah, hope I don't get blood on my feet. Come from the bottom, got mud on my kicks. Took a look at the wrist, ain't got time for a. It's time to get rich. Hey, tell that hoe, get out of feelings. I'm stacking and minding my business. Making a living from what they killing. You saving that, but they made me a villain. I'm so committed. I want the milli to flip it. I gotta get up out the city to get it. Why be up to my committee? I'm with it. In the billy, getting tight like get out your feelings.
Oh, really? That's how you feeling? Pull up with no ceiling, make them feel it. I'm brawling but can't lay up, babe. I'm trying to get it. I had to break it down to her. Now she in her feelings. Get out your feelings. Get out your feelings. Pull up with no ceiling, make them feel it. I'm ballin' but can't lay up, babe. I'm trying to get it. I had to break it down to her. Now she in her feelings. I'm fly, you 9/11. Won't be, better find a weapon. Gon' eat, tryna find my seconds. Look up, tryna find my blessings. Know them not deceptive. Young OG learned a lot of lessons. Had the police riding through my mama's section. Life is hard when you my complexion. Usher Raymond, that's my confession. Roll it up and let the switcher burn. Pull up on you with the red lights. Send them bullets, that's before you get the turn. Don't fuck with my money, that's like my emotions. I feel like that d*** worm. Friday, hit the highway. If he violate, then that d*** dumb. My calling with the loud talking, cause she can't get a ring. She charged barking. I'm engaged to this hustle, baby. My price is right, I'm Bob Barker. Snitching through law and order. Interrogation with a bottle of water. I'm Sean Carter, meets Vince Carter, windmill. Should he get out your feelings?
Oh, really? That's how you feeling? Pull up with no ceiling, make them feel it. I'm ballin' but can't lay up, babe. I'm tryna get it. I had to break it down to her. Now she in her feelings. Get out your feelings. Get out your feelings. Pull up with no ceiling, make them feel it. I'm ballin' but can't lay up, babe. I'm tryna get it. I had to break it down to her.
Song of the Week is brought to you by King Chris the Barber at the Hair Show of Alabama. Don't look far or near, the Fade King is here. The Clippers of Gold is here to shape your soul. He cuts all styles and shades. Hit him up at 205-519-1032. That's 205-519-1032. You can find him at the Hair Show of Alabama and Bel Air Mall in Mobile, Alabama.